Britons are revolting. Britons are revolting. Well, actually, they aren't. It took me years to work out why we never had the kind of revolution that happened in France or even Egypt. The simple fact is that our weather just isn't good enough. You can imagine the downtrodden serfs having a town meeting and saying, "Right, lads, everybody in the street, we're not standing for this." Then someone from the back of the crowd shouts out, "But it's raining and rather chilly for the time of year, don't you think?" Everyone nods their heads in agreement, and the revolution is put off to a week next Tuesday when the weather might improve. This week we've witnessed another 21st century uprising. A regime change heralded to begin with by Twitter and Facebook, where everyone becomes a journalist and dictators can no longer use Orwellian censorship to keep the masses in the dark about the truth. It's an event that's caught even the US on the back foot and will be an interesting topic of debate for many weeks to come as we see who will be the winners and losers of the removal of Mubarak. Finally, back to revolting Britons. I would like to thank the delightful British woman in the town last night here in Koh Samui for being so drunk at 7 p.m. in the evening she fell into the road and lay in her own vomit as the motorbikes and cars drove round her. I guess her age to be about 65 to 70. Truly a revolting Great Britain.